It would seem that wrestling is worth a ton. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 23rd day of January, and it's great to be back with you again today. In other news, it's official. Dwayne Johnson has the rights to his own nickname. The Los Angeles Times is shedding jobs. So too is TikTok. The Southwest pilots have ratified a new contract that will see 40% pay raises. Speaking of unions, big news throughout all of 2023, but fewer union members made the news. We've got the Wall Street Report, and what is it with baby boomers and the Temu app? We'll share that story and more. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. Grateful that you're along for the ride again today, and we're grateful that we made it back safely from Southern California. We were there for the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association annual conference and trade show, and yeah, we'll have some of those stories for you in the upcoming days and weeks ahead. It was a fabulous time, and the difference in weather between Iowa and Southern California? Wow. But at least it is no longer the deep freeze on this end. Hey, if you want to reach us on X, formerly known as Twitter, it's at IOB underscore NewsHour. For Threads, it's Insight on Business, and our Facebook page is Insight on Business, the NewsHour. Bodies flying through the air, pile drivers, and more. And it's all raw. In a deal with Netflix that could be worth $5 billion, WWE's Raw weekly show will move to Netflix. TKO Holding Group, which houses WWE and UFC, said in a regulatory filing that the agreement is for 10 years, with Netflix having an option to extend the deal for an additional 10 years. There's also an opt-out available to Netflix after the initial five-year span. Raw, which debuted back in 1993, has produced 1,600 episodes to date. The three-hour program currently airs on USA Network, and its media rights were considered a hot commodity over the past several months. And it looks like it is. Staying with professional wrestling for a moment, Dwayne Johnson has secured the rights to the nickname The Rock. The AP is reporting that Dwayne Johnson has never legally owned The Rock, and that will change under a new agreement with the WWE, under which Johnson will also join the board of TKO Group. According to WWE, The Rock is a name that's derived from Johnson's father, WWE Hall of Famer Rocky Johnson, who was the first black champion in WWE, alongside his partner Tony Atlas. Johnson, as you probably know, is a movie and wrestling star and has a business portfolio that includes his production company, Seven Bucks Productions, tequila brand Turia Mana Tequila, energy drink company ZOA Energy, Project Rock Apparel, and the United Football League. Meanwhile, on Wall Street, the markets closed mixed after disappointing profit reports took the Dow down by 96 points. I'll have all of the numbers for you in just a bit. The shedding of jobs at storied newspapers continues. The LA Times has announced it will lay off 94 newsroom employees, or about a quarter of its newsroom staff. The announcement comes after the LA Times Guild walked off the job last Friday to protest the imminent layoffs, the first newsroom union work stoppage in the newspaper's 143-year history. Layoffs and buyouts have hit a wide swath of the news industry over the past year. The Washington Post, NPR, CNN, and Vox Media are among the many companies that have been hit. An estimated 2,681 news industry jobs were lost throughout the end of November, according to the employment firm of Challenger, Gray, and Christmas. That was more than the full years of 2022 and 2021 combined. Layoffs are not only happening at newspapers. In a surprise announcement, we learned that TikTok is slashing dozens of workers in its advertising and sales unit, becoming the latest tech company to trim roles in the new year. The AP is reporting that a spokesperson for the company confirmed that the social media platform is cutting 60 jobs. The company did not provide a reason for the layoffs. It said impacted workers can apply to other open positions at TikTok, which currently has more than 120 similar job listings. TikTok is owned by Beijing-based ByteDance and has more than 150 million users in the U.S. The social media platform is known for short-form video content, popular among Gen Z and younger users. In September, it also launched an e-commerce arm and marketplace that allows merchants to sell products on its platform. The layoffs follow other job cuts at major tech companies this year, including at social media platforms like Discord and Twitch, which is owned by Amazon. Amazon's other businesses, such as the audiobook service Audible at its Prime Video and MGM Studios unit, have also been impacted by layoffs. Google, meanwhile, has cut hundreds of employees off of its payroll to save on costs. All told, the tech industry has shed more than 10,000 jobs this year alone, according to tech job tracking site layoffs.fyi. Now, the pilots over at Southwest Airlines agreed to a tentative contract deal. The Southwest Airlines Pilot Association overwhelmingly approved the deal with the airline, with 92.7% of voting members in favor. The agreement includes a 29.1% pay increase on the day of ratification. Pilots would get 4% raises in 2025, 2026, and 2027, with a 3.25% raise in 2028. The pilots' union says the deal also includes changes to scheduling, maternity and paternity leave, and increases to retirement. 2023 was a big year for unions. Let's consider the UAW contracts with the automakers, the new UPS contract, Delta and American, and now Southwest. We saw actors on strike and more. However, the surprising thing is there are now fewer union members than we had in 2022. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics said 10% of hourly and salaried workers were members of unions last year, or about 14.4 million people. And that, by the way, is an all-time low, down from 10.1% of workers in 2022. The number of unionized workers in the private sector increased by 191,000 to 7.4 million just last year. And that includes workers at auto companies, Las Vegas hotels, and Hollywood studios, all of whom went through high-profile contract negotiations last year. The unionization rate for public sector employees, including government workers, teachers, and police, was far higher at 32.5%. But that sector didn't see as much growth in employment. About 7 million public sector workers were union members last year, which was unchanged from the year before. So you got to wonder, so what's going on with all these high-profile strikes and union activity? Well, the Associated Press is reporting that union organizing gains continue to be offset by job growth in non-union jobs and job loss in heavily unionized sectors. Men, by the way, had a higher union membership rate last year at 10.5%. The rate for women was 9.5%. And black workers have a higher union membership rate at 11.8% than white workers at 9.8%. A lot of numbers to throw at you. Well, the major indexes played along the flat line for most of the day, with the Dow shedding 96 points at the close to finish at 37,905. The NASDAQ picked up 65 points on the day to close at 15,425, and the S&P 500 added 14 points to end the session at 48.64. The markets were reacting to a string of stingy reports from the blue chips, along with giving pause to the hectic trades over the past week that saw the indexes hit records. At news time, West Texas Intermediate crude was off by 24 cents at $74.52 a barrel, and the 10-year Treasury yield was up at 4.128%. And finally, there is this, and this is about the discount app Temu and what age group is flocking to use it. Like Shein and TikTok Shop, the Chinese e-commerce app Temu is often described as a destination for younger consumers, but it isn't, says Bloomberg. Data from the research firm Attain found that during the company's first year of operations in the U.S., it was Gen Xers and baby boomers, not Gen Z shoppers, who dominated the platform sales. People aged 59 and older were the most loyal customers, buying twice as frequently as Zoomers and averaging 6 orders over 12 months. The reason? It's cheap and low effort, says one Gen Xer. The data is a sign Temu may have staying power, writes Bloomberg, thanks to what Attain CEO Brian Mandelbaum describes as a diverse product mix that appeals to more mature shoppers who appreciate the variety and the discounts. And now, you know. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day, except last week, of course. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Grateful to be back with you. Be safe, be well, be careful, and most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.